from KQED.
From KCBX in San Luis Obispo, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm John Sepulveda. The reaction to President Trump's Twitter announcement that he was preventing transgender people from serving in the military was swift and fierce. Let's start with the fierce. San Francisco's Castro District was one of the places where people turned out to protest. About 200 people marched from downtown.
Stand up, fight back!
When trans rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When trans rights are
As for the swift reaction, it came from veterans groups. As KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, tells us.
Response to Trump's tweets came quickly, especially from opponents of the new policy. At LA's LGBT Center, a press conference was called where transgender service members and their supporters described the anger and fear triggered by the president's announcement. Service member Rudy Akbarian said the military has empowered him to be authentic. And when he heard about Trump's tweets, at first, he didn't believe it.
My heart dropped a little bit, you know.
Speaking at the press conference, Akbarian described his reaction as a kind of punch to the gut.
It hurt. So I definitely did have a little emotional, you know, I cried, you know. It was a little painful, and it was very personal. But that's not going to stop me. It's not going to change my love for this country and the military.
But in San Diego, retired Air Force veteran Larry Kane said Trump did the right thing.
You know, in the battlefield, you're there to kill and break things. And we don't need time out to, I'm having a hormone disorder now. I need time out. The cohesion isn't there.
Kane, who served in Vietnam, says he doesn't much care if transgender personnel work office jobs as long as they're kept off the battlefield.
And it just doesn't work. Too much, not so much resentment as there is skepticism and the perception that you may not be able to count on that conflicted person to be there when you need them.
Not all older veterans shared Kane's criticism. San Franciscan William Reed spent 33 years in the Army and Air Force before he retired 2 years ago. Reed says he doesn't trust Trump's judgment on military issues.
Especially for someone who never served before and doesn't understand how in the military, how you depend on your brother and your sister next to you. And it's irregardless of what that person is, being black, white, Jewish, whatever.
Among California's congressional delegation, House Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called the policy change vile and hateful, while San Diego Republican Duncan Hunter, who serves on the House Armed Services Committee, said the policy would, quote, allow the U.S. military to get back to business. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
We're going to completely change it up now and talk about how one California politician dresses, specifically what she wears. Heidi Harmon is the mayor of San Luis Obispo. She unseated a powerful incumbent in part because she made climate change a central issue in her campaign. She won the election by 47 votes. Now, a few days ago, we spoke to her for about 45 minutes, and perhaps the most interesting exchange came when Harmon talked about holding true to her values, including how she dresses. She says many politicians try to become someone else when they take office.
That's the mistake I think people make. You know, they come into politics probably for really good reasons. They're probably mostly decent people that really care about something. Something's impacted them or their families, and they want to advocate for a different way. And then they get in, and then there's that really strong tendency to listen to the voices that suggest, oh, no, no, no. You can't vote that way. You can't say that. You can't dress like that because you're not going to get reelected. And
you can't dress like that? Are people telling you you can't dress?
I think that's another way that I'm doing this differently. For me, I have no interest in presenting in a more masculine way, which has traditionally been the model for women in business.
You're talking about like pantsuits, short
right.
hair. In fact, you wear a rose with your dresses. And
yeah.
We should describe I'm not bringing this up, but you brought it up, but you're in a black dress right now.
Uh-huh.
It is a very strong but feminine dress. You're wearing a rose pin, and you wear these roses in your
uh-huh.
hair or on your person
mm-hmm.
every day. What's the symbol of the rose?
Well, I am from Pasadena, so it is the city
of roses.
Yeah. My great-grandmother was in the first rose parade, so that's a part of my lineage. But I think that it really is about a couple of things. One, when I walk into the room, I want it to be really clear that a woman has entered this space. So to me, it's a commitment to that more feminine approach, which I think is really important, and a commitment to courage, that I am going to not allow others to decide how I'm going to be in this position.
Just by putting the rose on.
Yeah, it is. You know, I've had a lot of feedback about it.
What have people said?
Questioning it in a way that expresses concern, advising me that it's probably not a good idea. Not what's that, you know, not as you're asking it with true curiosity, but, you know,
more asking like as they ask the question, they're judging it at the same time.
Yeah, there's
like,
definitely
what's that about?
Judgment about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there's always something threatening about a woman who takes her space. And I think this suggests that to some extent. I have something to say. I have people's voices that aren't being heard that I have an opportunity to represent. And I am here to work with you. And I'm also here to take up my own space.
Mayor, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can hear the entire interview with Mayor Harmon tomorrow on thecalreport.org.
Support for the California Report comes from Collective Health. Through technology, design, and human support, Collective Health offers companies and their people a new way to experience health benefits. CollectiveHealth.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, security, data protection, and application delivery solutions for physical networks and public cloud services. Learn more at barracuda.com/products.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, July 27th, a co-production of KCBX and KQED. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.